You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Pamela Wu. Beth Ruyak is going to return on Monday. Northern California has its fair share of cities and towns with unusual names, from Bootjack to Rough and Ready. Cap Radio Interactive producer Emily Zentner decided to give in to her curiosity and take a look at the history behind some of these names, and she is joining us on Insight here today. Emily, welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
What inspired this story?
So I came across a story done by KQED this summer that went through some of the origins of place names of Bay Area places. And I thought that we have so many interesting place names around Sacramento that it would be worth looking into. And I'm actually from Sacramento, so I kind of had a stockpile in my head of things I wanted to know about personally, and we just built off of that.
Well, let's start with Sacramento itself. Where does our city's name come from?
So Sacramento means sacrament in Spanish, which is not a surprise.
Right.
But it's just a reference to the Catholic Eucharist or communion. And it was originally the name of the river. And then American settlers took the name of the river and gave it to the city. So that's where it came from.
Oh, so the river was named first.
It was.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. So many cities in California have Spanish names. Santa Maria, San Francisco. But not this next one, Rough and Ready. What's that one about?
So Rough and Ready's name is actually less weird than it sounds, which is surprising. So Rough and Ready is actually kind of an honor to President Zachary Taylor, who was known as Old Rough and Ready when he was a general in the Mexican-American War. And after the war, a lot of soldiers moved to California looking for wealth. And so we actually have a Rough and Ready Island, too, near Stockton. And it's just kind of a little ode to him, the general in the Mexican-American War.
And I grew up in Stockton, so I absolutely remember this. It's right off of I-5. Here's another memorable name, Bootjack. What's a bootjack, and how did the town come to be named Bootjack?
So first off, a bootjack is a tool that you can use to take your boots off. So it's not something that we use a lot in the modern era.
Or ever.
Yeah, or ever. But it's basically something you can hook your boot heel in, and it will pull your boot off. And bootjack, the name for bootjack and the story behind it is a little bit more legend than fact, I'm afraid. But I did get the story from someone who knows Mariposa County history really well. And there are two stories about Bootjack's name, and the first one is a little bit more on the mundane side, and that's that there was a fork in the road that just looked like a bootjack. But Mariposa History Museum docent and motherlode of Mariposa History host Chris Allen actually told me about a second story that I thought was a little bit more fun, and I'll let Chris tell you that.
The second is probably more legend, and it has to do with a horse thief that was hung back in the day during the gold rush. And somebody else came along after this poor guy was hung and wanted his boots for himself, tried to take them from the body, and they were on so tight that he had to use a boot jack to remove the boots from the horse thief.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I know.
This isn't TV, so you can't see, but my mouth fell open when they said that. It's a little gruesome, but yes, you're right. It's a very interesting and memorable story. We're talking with Cap Radio's digital producer, Emily Zentner, about cities and towns in California with unusual names. Let's talk about a truly iconic Northern California landmark. How did Lake Tahoe get its name?
So this is actually one of my favorite stories. So Lake Tahoe, the Washoe tribe believes that they have lived in the Lake Tahoe area since the beginning of time, basically. And their name for the lake was Da'au'aga, which means edge of the lake in the Washoe language. So then when non-native settlers moved into the area, they heard Da'au, and eventually it kind of got mispronounced into Lake Tahoe. Mm. And I actually talked with Herman Fillmore, who works with the tribe, and he told me a little bit about what he thinks about the anglicized name for Lake Tahoe.
The thing that's kind of funny to us is that, you know, calling it Lake Tahoe or Lake Da'au is just like calling it Lake, which is kind of hilarious when we talk about those things in our communities. It's even the same thing outside of Reno. You may have heard of Mount Talak or Mount Talak. Our word for mountain is Dalak, and so we kind of talk about it as this story where some ignorant settler came in and they're asking for names and trying to be respectful, I believe. But they asked for the name of this mountain, and we pointed at the mountain and said, oh, that's Dalak, that's a mountain. And so they said, oh, Mount Dalak, mountain, that's cool. And so we often kind of find the humor in it that people didn't necessarily understand the greater meaning of what we were saying kind of thing. And so you see this lack of cultural understanding between two peoples that are linguistically diverse.
That is a great quote from him.
Yeah, I thought it was super interesting and super indicative of California and how things were formed here.
Yes, and redundantly redundant.
Yes.
Yes. What do these names tell us about Northern California history?
Yeah, so there were two things that I noticed when I was looking through these names. And the first one was that the origin of the names come from three groups that are really influential to California. And you really don't see any names that don't fit into these three groups. You see it very rarely. So we have names that came from Gold Rush miners settling towns, names that came from Native American tribes, and names that came from Hispanic settlers. So we've kind of got three groups. And then I also noticed that the names I found all came from the same 30-year period between 1840 and 1870. And so I talked to Sac State Professor Brendan Lindsay about that and kind of asked him why that time period was so important for naming places in California.
Part of the kind of bonanza of naming that goes on really is just very practical. California in 1848 becomes part of the United States, and then, in 1849, we created a constitution, and in 1850, got admitted as a state. So military and government surveyors were sent out in order to map the boundaries of California officially, particularly after statehood.
And after statehood, we also had some more milestones during that time. We had the arrival of the railroad in California and the gold rush, and settlements just kept popping up, and they had to be named as they popped up. So that's why we have all those names from that period.
That was the time that people said, we got to name all these places.
Absolutely.
You can't just say that group of people living over there.
Yeah, that place.
I feel like I should ask you a personal question because I've enjoyed this conversation so much, and I can tell that you had a really good time doing this story.
Yeah, I did. I'm a total history nerd, and I'm from California, so this was totally up my alley, learning about the history of different places, and it was just something that I was really personally curious about, so it was a lot of fun to learn all of that.
Do you think you might do it again?
I might. It was a lot of work. We'll see. We'll have to see.
All right. Well, if you do, we definitely look forward to hearing it. That's Cap Radio's Emily Zentner talking about her feature on the name origins of California cities, towns, and landmarks. Emily, thanks for joining us on Insight.
Thank you.
To read more of these origin stories and see a map of the names that Emily learned about, head to capradio.org. This is Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio. I'm Pamela Wu, filling in for Beth Ruyak. Beth is going to be back on Monday. Insight is produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagan, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our theme music was composed by Joe Gilman and Paul Conley. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thank you for joining us.
You know, hearing Pamela Wu interview Emily Zentner, it's just an illustration of, you know, Cap Radio is not just radio anymore. It's our digital content, our podcasts like Yosemite Land and Keys to the House, social media. We're all over the place. Your contribution helps make Cap Radio happen, whether it's online, our podcasts, or on the radio. So please call now with a contribution at 1-800-800-5867.
From Sacramento State, this is Capital Public Radio, 90.9 KXJZ FM and HD Sacramento, 91.3 KUOP FM and HD Stockton Modesto, 90.5 KKTO Tahoe City Reno, and 88.1 KQNC Quincy. We got support from the Calaveras Visitors Bureau, home of the Mark Twain Wild West Fest in Angels Camp, Saturday the 20th, a full day of entertainment celebrating life on the wild frontier. GoCalaveras.com/Mark Twain Wild West Fest. And join us in support of the Roseville Jazz Festival and its summer concert series featuring jazz harpist Motoshi Kosako with the Motoshi Kosako Trio on Friday, October 12th. More information at capradio.org/events.
It's our fall fun drive here at Cap Radio. I'm Sammy Kayola, healthcare reporter. I'm in the studio with Steve Milne. And Steve, I don't know if you've ever seen me ride my bike near the studio, but I've got this bike helmet that's sort of an art project. It's covered in stickers that I've been curating for years from breweries that I like or my favorite little stores. And just recently, I put a new sticker on it. It's a Yosemite Land sticker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, from Ezra's amazing podcast. And listeners, you can have a sticker like that too. In fact, you can have a whole collection of Cap Radio stickers if you donate during this fund drive. There are stickers for Hey Listen, for PolitiFact, for Insight. I mean, I'm going to get all of them. I'm going to deck my bike helmet out even more. So if you have something you would like to decorate, call now and donate for these limited time stickers at 1-800-800-5867. That's 1-800-800-5867.
You know, covering the California Capitol isn't a 9-to-5 job. Budget deals and key votes on legislation have happened in the early hours of the morning to late in the evening. Cap Radio's Capitol Bureau is committed to the news no matter when it's happening. We're asking you to commit a contribution to help fund it. We've got our Capitol coverage. We've got health coverage from Sammy Keola. We've got environment from Ezra David Romero. All of these great reporters. Julia Mietrich covers food and sustainability. I mean, everybody's got their beat, but we also do like general assignment things. Sometimes you've got to
You're going to be sent out to a festival or a press conference.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of Cap Radio. Our reporters are really talented. But it's not a 9-to-5 job. Sometimes we're working, and this isn't a complaint. It's just we're there for you, and we work hard for you. And you hear that when you listen to Cap Radio and when you listen to shows like Morning Edition and All Things Considered. So please call with a contribution. You count on Cap Radio. Cap Radio is depending on you. 1-800-800-5867.
And remember, we don't just cover downtown Sacramento. We cover the greater Sacramento region and even into Nevada. We've heard this morning from people all over California who appreciate what they hear. We heard from Janie in Turlock, from Martin in Sacramento, Leslie in San Ramon, Michael in Modesto, and from Maddie, also in Sacramento. So thank you to everyone who's called in. And if you didn't hear your neighborhood, maybe you live in Fair Oaks or in West Sacramento or somewhere up north like Marysville, maybe call and represent where you live and you'll get a little shout out maybe too. So if you want to represent your area, call and donate at 1-800-800-5867. Help us fill in our map.
We heard about Rough and Ready and places like Boot Jack from Emily Zentner and her great project. Well, how about this? Galapagos Islands and the Amazon rainforest. Well, we're offering a trip. It's one of our grand prize drawings during this fund drive. And we're offering you the trip this January. Your donation could send you there on the house. So contribute now. You might just win. Contribute by phone, 1-800-800-5867 or capradio.org.
And don't procrastinate. I can tell you I'm often a procrastinator, but if you put this on a to-do list, you might lose track of it. You don't know how the rest of your day is going to go, and you don't want this to get lost in the scramble. If Cap Radio is important to you, take just a few minutes out of your day to give us a call now at 1-800-800-5867. And if you have your bank routing number ready, you can just choose the amount that you want to contribute and become an evergreen donor. And every little amount counts. We call them little micro donations. Once a month, and you won't even have to worry about it. And you'll know that you are helping Cap Radio continue in bringing you the important journalism that we bring you every day.
Here and now, coming up in moments, we've got Science Friday, Fresh Air, The World, all your favorite programs that you count on from Cap Radio. This radio station is depending on you to help pay for it with a contribution. It only takes a couple of moments. You can do it safely and securely at our website, capradio.org, or give us a call at 1-800-800-5867. We had special live coverage this morning of the U.S. Senate vote on the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. So we weren't able to, you know, ask for your support, and that's okay. We want to make sure that you have the coverage that you depend on. But now's the time to show your support for that kind of coverage that you depend on from Cap Radio. 1-800-800-5867.
And remember I said do it today? Well, that's because right now there's a matching donation, which means any donation that you give is going to be doubled. That's a big deal for us. That's going to go a really long way. So don't put it off. Give now. It's a special opportunity. It's a special matching donation. Call and have your donation mean even more than it usually does today at 1-800-800-5867. You can also donate online. It's quick and easy at capradio.org.